Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
What a beautiful sport. Thank the good Lord for bringing us out here today and let us get away for a win.
Stephon Diggs continues his big night. 100 yards, more than he's had in the last three games combined.
It's a great team we played, and just glad we got it done this week.
May taking a deep shot. Downfield, towards Williams. He brought it in. That's a touchdown. That is Kyle Williams.
I saw the ball, man. I knew the opportunity was for us. And so.
Chase down, knocked out. Patriots recover. It was Caleb on Chase on.
See ball, get ball, and that's the play we made.
Davidson with a block.
But I'm just happy to be around these group of guys, being able with a young quarterback that's MVP talent, MVP guy.
May got all the time wasted and the first down, shuts it down before a touchdown.
It's just a blessing to be out here. I'm thankful to be out here, be healthy, and just be around the boys for real, friend. Get a win on the road, Road Warriors.
And it is game over.
The MVP chance at M&T Bank Stadium, not for Lamar Jackson. Well, they couldn't be because he left the game in the second quarter with a back boo-boo, continuing his tough season. But your New England Patriots, despite the doubts of everybody on this show not named Dan Ball, Patriots win 28-24. You get yourself a comeback. You get yourself a marquee MVP moment. And before we get to anything else, Fitzy, I feel like I do owe the floor to one Dan Ball. So before we get underway on WEEI Afternoons, Dan Ball, as the lone person who picked the Patriots.
Good afternoon, Andy.
What would you like to say?
Well, look, I've been told by you for a long time that genius walks alone. I was also then told on Friday that idiots walk alone. And I'm not going to lie, as the Ravens scored back-to-back touchdowns and the Patriots defense struggled to contain Snoop Huntley, I was worried, but there's just a little bit of extra dog in the fight of this year's Patriots group that I'm not sure anybody thought they had coming from the back half of the Bills game into kind of the middle part of this game that we saw on Sunday. I'm fired up. The broken clock was right in getting the score right as well as the team. And fellas, I hope you all learned a lesson that it's time to back this year's Patriots team.
Fitzy, this year's Patriots team, a week ago we were questioning it because they fell on their face in the second half against the Bills and watched the reigning MVP do the Superman thing to beat them. And then this week we watched them do the Superman thing with Drake May, not his best game in the first three quarters, some turnovers, some questionable accuracy in plays, but
with the game on the line. He made the plays, and you heard it. The MVP chants were there. And now everything is in front of them. Everything is possible. They clinch a playoff spot. They're still focused on that division. The number one seed is in play because the Broncos lose to the Jags. It's all in front of us, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
It has fool's gold written all over it.
You will shut your mouth.
It has fool's gold written all over none of it now, Cameron Jurrell, because Drake May, in the face of the adversity that he himself brought upon the team and his young second-year season, answered the call last night. Yeah, he got beat by the guy that he wants to supplant as the king of the North in Josh Allen last week, or the king of the East. Whatever, it's still the North to me. And then he goes down 11 points in the fourth quarter. 0-13 prior to yesterday in terms of fourth quarter comebacks as an NFL starting quarterback. And just when it looked like Snoop Huntley, the discount Lamar, was going to find a way to send Pats fans home disappointed with a bucket of nothing under the tree, Drake says, hold my natty bow, and orchestrates a damn near Brady-like Super Bowl 49 fourth quarter-esque finale himself. 12 of 14, a buck 39, a touchdown, two spectacular drives, and the composure, and now you have to imagine confidence, that comes with finding a way to get the job done when the moment almost seemed too big for him. That right there, to me, was the final regular season test for Drake May in his sophomore season. And after flunking out last week, he passed with shining colors in Baltimore.
207 says we should just let Dan host today. Well, it's too late for that, but you know what I am going to do? I'm a guy. I will let Dan Ball host tomorrow. Because he picked the Patriots to win, Dan Ball can not only host tomorrow, he can host many of the shows over the next 2 weeks if he wants. That's how generous a guy I am. I'm going to give him the big chair tomorrow and most of the days over the next 2 weeks. So Dan Ball will get his druthers. We're going to get to some of the critiques because I didn't expect this. I thought we would be doing some real, you know, Victory Monday kind of ish here on WEEI Afternoons. And it's a Patriots Monday. So we'll talk to Marcus Jones, who had a key fumble recovery. And we will, that'll be at 3:30. And we will indeed talk to the quarterback of the Patriots, Drake May, in his MVP candidacy, will join us at some point over the next 4 hours, hopefully sooner rather than later. But Fitzy, we started talking about that, and all of a sudden guys are like, you're going to kill Vrabel for the fake punt? You're going to the defense? Like, there's all these like negative tweets, texts came in, and I'm like, whoa. We can get to the nitpicking, because there was a lot of nits to pick in this
game.
Who
said the game was perfect?
Nobody. But they, like, why would we start with the negativity?
Oh, come on. Let's do it. Come on. That's what you guys do, Patriots media cartel. Friggin' negative Boston sports. I swear, if we came in and came after Vrabel and Jeremy Springer and Marte Mapu and the run defense and Gonzo early, and Drake May, actually, quite honestly, for his bad pick on the first drive and his fumble later in the game, it'd be easy. That's low-hanging fruit if we want to start that way, if that's what everyone wants. I can't imagine that's what people want, especially given the vibes right now throughout Pats Nation and considering that it's 3 days till Christmas. I mean, my God, aren't we supposed to be celebrating all the good things we have at this point?
And that would also mean I think we would have to do a redo of last Monday's show. Because last Monday's show, we started with the disappointment of the fourth quarter and Drake couldn't get a drive and the receivers couldn't get open and you couldn't stop Josh Allen. But if this is the way we do it and we sort of pick and choose and don't necessarily go by the scoreboard to start the show, then that last week we should go back and start with the positive. Well, they built a 24-7 lead. They were awesome in the first half. Like, I mean, come on. We finish with the scoreboard. We start where the score ended. And the score ended with your Patriots winning, your Patriots moving into a tie with the Broncos for the best record in the AFC, your Patriots clinching a playoff spot, your Patriots getting back in the number one seed conversation. Like, that's where we're going to finish. When Drake May has 380 yards, and when Drake May is sliding to run the clock out at the end of the game, and Ramondre Stevenson is scoring a touchdown that, did anybody think at the time, we didn't get to this last night, Fitzy, did you think Ramondre scored too quickly, that maybe he should have gone down at like the one-yard line and kill clock before you punch that in? Because that was my worry right up until Chaisson knocks the ball out of Zay Flowers, and we were cut. And it's like, okay. No, it all works out. Nice
job,
boys.
I didn't think he needed to pull like an Ahmad Bradshaw or something and like try to sit down on the goal or pull a Todd Gurley and go down at the two and give the team a chance to run some more clock. No, I thought you get a chance to score there, you bulldoze your way into that end zone, and then you tell that defense, hey, you guys, we did our part. We came back from the two-score deficit you set up for us. Now go out there and finish the job. Show everybody that coffee is for closers and earn yourself a nice warm cup for the flight home.
And Drake May had a game for the ages. Even though I didn't necessarily know it at the time, we knew he had his first 300-yard passing performance. We knew he made the plays in the clutch to get his comeback victory. But did you know this, Fitzy, that Drake May in Baltimore had 30-plus completions, 70-plus percent completion percentage, 300 passing yards, 25 rushing yards, and a 10-point comeback in the fourth quarter, joining the list of, well, himself as the only person in the history of the NFL to have a game like that. These stat lines are getting out of control.
There's a new one every week.
Yes, it's kind of crazy because I thought Drake played well down the stretch. I don't think Drake would say that was his best game. I think when we talk to him, he'll probably acknowledge some of the missed throws, the turnovers, the fumble where he kind of was a little loose with the football, kind of holding it out for him to get punched out. But that's where we are. Drake May gets his name back in the MVP conversation. And the Patriots, I feel like over the final quarter of that game, changed the entire perception of them. I think we'll hear from Mr. Fool's Gold himself a little bit later, talking about how he feels about the Patriots, because I think the same question we asked last Monday, Fitzy, is appropriate this Monday. How are you feeling about your New England Patriots? Last Monday, it was like, are you shook? Are you shaken? Are you concerned that they're not as good as their record says they are? A week later, how are you feeling about your New England Patriots? Do you think they are a Super Bowl contender? Is there anyone you wouldn't pick them to beat in the AFC? 617-779-7937. We're going to get to your phone calls early and often today. So, Fitzy, how do you feel about your New England Patriots after that performance last night?
They belong in the Super Bowl conversation with each and every other team, any other fan, any other analyst, any other host, anybody who likes NFL football wants to include in that conversation. You want to say it's the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chicago Bears, the Los Angeles Rams, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Duval, the Broncos maybe even. Okay. They all belong in the Super Bowl, like Super Bowl champion conversation now. Not just Super Bowl participant, Super Bowl champion conversation. There is no one single team better clearly than any other team in the NFL right now. None. Seahawks? Okay, fine. Lump them in there too. Also, this is all coming off of a weekend where somehow there were three games of the year in the same weekend. Some people thought it was Packers-Bears. It began Thursday night with the Rams at Seahawks. It culminates in the Patriots' epic comeback in Baltimore against the Ravens. Spectacular. They absolutely belong in the conversation conference-wide and league-wide.
So we're going to get to the turnovers. We're going to get to the crappy run defense. We're going to get to the injuries. The texters want it, so at some point we'll get to some of the negative aspects of this game. But beyond Drake May, we got to get to some of the positive aspects of this game. How about your wide receiver, Stephon Diggs? Fitzy, you think they're managing his incentives anymore? Because that seemed like a hell of a football game by the number one receiver in New England.
Oh, man, somebody must have gone rogue, because I was told that Stephon Diggs wasn't getting the minutes that he needed on field, nor was he getting the reps because he wasn't supposed to be making his incentives. What happened? Was someone in the Christmas spirit last night in the front office?
Just write him a check.
Yeah, just go ahead. Just give him his extra 500. I do think he actually picked up an extra half mil last night. And good on him, because he was a badass. He was a dog last night. He was a leader. You want to talk about the definition of a primetime player? That's Steph Diggs. His two biggest games, his two best games in a Patriots uniform this year, each of them on a Sunday night. Each of them road wins, each of them with nine catches, Mrs. Bueller, nine.
And that is the biggest takeaway for me, in that I think the last 2 weeks you played essentially playoff football games, right? That was a tough spot last night in Baltimore against a desperate Ravens team. Now, I didn't know desperation would turn into stupidity, because, hey, Jim Harbaugh, where's your best player? Oh, he's hurt. Where's your second best player? Oh, he's standing right next to me. Why, you want to talk to him? Because he's not playing right now, so he's free to do interviews, because I'm not going to use him for the final 7 minutes of football. That's one of the worst coaching decisions I've ever seen. He's running right down the Patriots' throat on the previous drive.
He just scored. He absolutely bulldozed them on that drive. So why are you switching to Keaton Mitchell now?
Jim Harbaugh is one of the most over... John, too. They both are. One of the most overrated coaches in the history of the world.
John's way more overrated.
That's because Jim has turned into a 90-year-old grandmother. With those glasses and the way he talks post-game, he has turned into an old woman. He reminds me of Bernie Hart.
Okay, fine, but everywhere he goes, he wins. And year two Harbaugh, I said it before. I still predicted the Chargers would win the West. They have an outside shot now that the Broncos got absolutely kicked in the teeth by the Jaguars a mile high in the sky yesterday as well.
But with the Ravens stars either injured or sidelined themselves, the Patriots stars stood up. And you guys know I'm a believer. Stars win in the postseason in all sports. And your quarterback and your number one receiver in a playoff atmosphere were awesome with the game on the line. And that, to me, is a reason to say, of course they can win in January. Of course they can host whoever, host Houston, and win in January. Of course they can go to Denver. Because if Drake May is going to throw like that to Steph Diggs with the game on the line, that's championship caliber stuff. That's guys stepping up, stars stepping up in the moment. And that was on full display in what I thought was a playoff environment last night.
Yeah. How many, just real quick, for all the 207s, 413s, 401s, et cetera, that are texting in negative
area
thoughts or begging
codes.
Yeah, all the area codes that want us to be more critical of the Patriots and some of those god-awful plays from Sunday night in Baltimore. Quick question. How many road games have the Pats lost this season?
Carry the zero, move the zero. Zero.
Yeah, none.
Yeah.
None. Zero. Nada. Zilch. They are road warriors. Why would anybody possibly think? I don't care where they've been. I don't care who they beat and at what time of the day they beat them or where it was. They have been nothing short of awesome on the road overall, because all that matters, like you said, is the score that we celebrate and then later on debate here on the radio. The final score, Patriots had more points than their opponent for the seventh consecutive time this season. So everyone else, tuck it and shove it.
617-779-7937. As I said, we want to work your opinions in. How you feeling about your Patriots? What'd you think of that game last night? Are you fixating on the negative, the fact that Lamar wasn't out there with the game on the line, or Harbaugh didn't play Henry? Or are you going to fixate on the positive that your stars stood up and your star quarterback took it to the next level when he needed to? Let's start things off in Rhode Island with Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Been listening for a while. Big time fan, so thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just want to say, Fitzy, listening on Friday, Patriots Friday, you said you wanted Drake May to have a comeback in the fourth quarter to lament his MVP status. Well, looks like Santa delivered early for you. Got that. Was really happy to see that. Again, you guys, all the talk last week about Diggs kind of being underused, it was good to see him have a another nice primetime game, so he's Mr. Primetime. Just wanted to say that. And one last thing, Drake May is him, boys. Drake May is him. Super Bowl, we're coming for you. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
See, Andy, last night, if you were a Pats fan and you went into the game with a checklist of things that you would want to see, it would obviously begin with a win, but then it would also include Steph Diggs getting back to his featured role as number one receiver, emotional core, carrying the offense when they need him most, and then it would be Drake May facing the adversity of coming off defeat against the Bills, letting his team and his own self down, and then being able to come back in the face of a double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter, something he's never done as a pro. All those boxes got checked last night. Like, guys, if you don't just wake up and hit the nog early on Christmas Day because you already got all your gifts, I don't even know if you know how to holiday, Pats people.
And it wasn't just May. It wasn't just Diggs. Like, those are your stars, and they'll get the statistical attention for 380 passing. Oh,
I know which name you're going to mention next.
Well, there's a lot of them, but I got to tell you, I thought, you know, the two forced fumbles on defense were huge. Now, I think you thought I was going to go Mac Hollins because I think he was phenomenal.
Yes. He was awesome. He's a dude, man. He's a stud.
He's a guy I didn't want, and now I can't see this team without him. And that is a tremendous performance by him. 7 of 9. 9 targets, 7 catches, 69 yards. He was the go-to guy early when they're moving up and down the field. But defensively, you get the hit/punch-out from Carlton Davis and Hawkins on Derrick Henry early on when it looked like the Ravens might literally run away with it, might just run the ball down your throat all night long, pick you apart, and roll to victory.
2.5 minutes to score that first touchdown.
It was way too easy. It was hot knife through butter, but then you get that turnover that kind of saves you from that early deficit that maybe you don't dig out of, and then the forced fumble later, chasing down Zay Flowers, who is showing a little bit of a knack for bad fumbles at bad times in key games for his football team, but our guy Marcus Jones recovers that fumble. So the defense wasn't good. I'm not going to defend the defense and saying you were good. The run defense was not good. You looked like you were down up front because you were down up front without Milton Williams, without Tonga, without Spillane and others. but you made the play. Like, you finally got a little bit of that bend but don't break or opportunistic defense that we've talked about. Special teams, we'll get to, because it was truly special, and I don't mean that in the good kind of way. We had one of those. I'm sure that fake punt looked good on the practice field and maybe even the whiteboard when you drew it up, but
or the virtual headset that someone Mapu wore when he practiced it last week at the stadium.
I'll tell you, in reality it didn't look great, but we'll get to all of that stuff. This was just I've heard different words: gritty, gutsy, bounce back, like all the ways to describe this win. I know Vrabel told the team, make sure you pack your identity, and it's interesting as they're developing that identity. Can they come back? Can they be resilient? They did all of that, and that was the other thing, Fitzy. You know me. I start with the E word, entertainment. That was as entertaining a football game as we can ask for. It wasn't always good. If you liked the 07 Patriots that just went up like 21-0 and then dominated and rolled to like a 38-3 win, that was not last night. But if you liked edge of your seat, back and forth, and I'll turn it over, you turn it over, that type of football game, hard to find a better game than that last night.
And I also want to push back on the, oh, well, you know, they won without Lamar, so again, it doesn't count. Patriots, they get to coast. Patriots, you know, soft schedule, the puppy poo schedule, fool's gold. If I'm not mistaken, the Ravens had 10 points at the half, and then in the third quarter, the Ravens went on not one but two touchdown drives thanks to Snoop Huntley and Derrick Henry. So they had 24 points at the start of the fourth quarter. Like, they were cruising. They were their offense looked fully functional to me. It was only through their own idiocy and terrible play calling, thanks to the accounting firm of Monken and Harbaugh Incorporated, that they decided to start doing things differently, which let the Pats right back into the game, straight through the door and into their end zone.
And it's so funny how that shoe can jump sidelines from one coach to another. Hey, McDaniels, how come you stopped running the ball? How come you do this? Hey, Monken, how come you stopped running the ball? Why is your not best player not in? Oh, you're drawing it up nicely. You're in your feels. You're spinning the dial. Those play callers, those offensive coordinators, you know, that can change quickly, whether you're the good one or the bad one in any given game, any given half. And that happened last night. But in the end, Patriots get the 28-24 victory. Key two-point conversion in there for Vrabel as they're coming back, which actually at the end makes it so the Ravens need a touchdown, not a field goal. There was a lot of back and forth, some game management, some time management, the old long kneel down where you back up 5 yards to kill a little clock to get the clock in your favor. 617-779-7937, breaking down a massive win for your New England Patriots on the road Sunday Night Football in Baltimore. MVP chance for Drake May that he earned with his fourth quarter performance. Reminder, we'll talk to Drake May later in the show, 3:30. We'll talk to Marcus Jones, all that and more up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's trending.
The fact that we believe that we can win, we put in the work during the week, we're prepared, we're ready for whatever they throw at us, and we got Drake May. Drake May is a hell of a quarterback. I feel like he approaches this game like a young blank. I don't want to say his name.
Tom Brady.
I don't want to say his name, but just as far as like how this offense is ran and the success that he has and how he stays just right here, I love it, man. I tell him to keep his chin up, and he got a lot of good with him.
Is he always that calm?
Yeah, I don't like it. I tell him I need some juice. I need some positive energy because I'm such an energy guy.
Yeah.
And he likes to stay right there. I got to appreciate it for what he is. He's being himself.
Not a blue Christmas for Patriots fans. Big win in Baltimore. That was Stephon Diggs on the post-game show last night. And I just want to clarify something, Fitzy. Was he alluding to a young Tom Brady there? That's what somebody chimed in. But I didn't know if he was alluding to a young Josh Allen because Steph Diggs played with Josh Allen. Tom Brady played 20 years before Steph Diggs, and they didn't play together. Like, I don't know. I was a little confused.
I wasn't exactly sure who he was speaking in reference to there as well. Steph Diggs, he's done such a great job as a vocal leader and an emotional core for this team this year that I don't even bother trying to, like, really interpret what he says. I just hear it and go, yeah, at the end.
Absolutely. And I now connect on a different level with Stephon Diggs when he's talking about Drake May, and Stephon Diggs is obviously an energy guy. Where he gets that energy from, we'll leave that just on the outside of this conversation. But he's an energy guy, and I'm an energy guy. And sometimes, like Dan Ball, I come in and Dan Ball very strict, and I'm like, "Come on, I need a little more energy out of you. Like get fired up." And now that I see that Steph Diggs the same way with Drake May, it's all right. The yin and the yang. Maybe that balances everything out, both in radio and on a football team. That Drake May's the cool, calm, collected one, and the whack job receiver will catch, I don't know, 9 or 10 balls for 130 yards and help him win. But certainly Drake May is back as the talk, not of the town, but as you like to say, Fitzy, of the football.
Bell of the football, yes,
he is tremendous, and he's doing things. And I always like to just throw this in there because people, like, every one of these experiences, I said it to you last night on the postgame show, Six Rings postgame show. You can go listen to the podcast now on Odyssey app or anywhere you get your podcasts. But everything's an experience. Like that fumble, an experience. That throw for an interception, two inside, put it on the pylon, an experience that I think is all good. And I know the plays aren't all good, but it's all, Bill used to say money in the bank. These are all money in the bank that make Drake May better next week, next month, next year. And he's 23. And you hear these answers from him and the way people talk about him. And it's like, is he really 23? Like, at what point does he rip his shirt off and start chugging a beer and act like he's 23? Or is this just who he is? You've talked about it, Fitzy. He's a grandpa. He goes to bed early, puts his slippers on.
He's an old soul.
I guess. And it just, all of it points to how perfect a fit it is, right? Like, again, this is where I get back to there was a little luck here. Drake May seems to work with McDaniels and Vrabel, Diggs, like the balance of energy between the two, that whole thing. You couldn't have asked for a better year two than what we are seeing before our eyes. On the field, in the chemistry, the Will Campbell addition, his best buddy, like the whole thing there, it's something we need to marvel at. And I know you're not supposed to marvel at it when you're in the midst of it. Maybe wait till the season's over, wait till they lose a game. But like,
you run the risk of derailing momentum when you stop to look and admire it. Yeah.
I just feel like we need to admire it. And like today is a day to do that. They went into Baltimore, a game that us idiots said, no, they're not winning. You see the injury report. They're all banged up. They're never going to stop the run. We're all idiots. Only Dan Ball knows what he's talking about. Like, that was an impressive victory. And I do think that just a pause to say, wow, you know what I'm thankful for this Christmas? That performance was really fun to watch last night.
Yeah, I'm just grateful that Drake May was able to pass that test. I think it was enormous to prove that the moment wasn't too big, that he could improve upon the end of last week when he and the team, you know, downright failed. They only scored one touchdown in the second half. The defense fell apart. He wasn't able to stop the bleeding, nor was he able to lead enough drives to overcome the tsunami of touchdowns from Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. And then this week, back is against the wall, national stage, millions and millions and millions of people watching in what was probably a very highly rated Sunday Night Football game the week of Christmas. And he did it. And now he gets to add this data. Now he gets to add this information. He gets to add this experience to his portfolio in advance of the postseason. So if they get into a similar situation where, whether they're at home or on the road against the Broncos, the Chargers, or the Jaguars, or the Bills again, whomever, now he knows, hey, wait a second. I did this. I was down 11 with 12 minutes to go in Baltimore. We scored two straight touchdowns. I can do this blank. I got this.
And Drake May in primetime kind of becoming a thing. We talked about things last week with Ted Johnson when, like, these certain situations or stats or trends become, quote, things. Well, Drake May in primetime is now a thing. 4 wins, 0 losses in primetime. 102 completions in 139 attempts. Yes, that's a 73.4 completion percentage. 1,200 passing yards, 5 passing touchdowns, 1 interception. So, the spotlight, the prime time, the everybody's watching kind of situation, certainly seems like Drake May likes it when everybody's watching.
Watching the football game, yes. Yeah, that's his favorite thing. For a guy that seems so private, for a guy who seems so demure, a dude who just likes to keep to himself, the old soul, the 23-year-old grandpa, he really, really, really does well under those primetime lights. Big Game Drake might start to have to become like his new nickname. I know he doesn't really have one, Drake 10, Drakeio, whatever. Like, Big Game Drake might have to start being a thing.
Big D Drake? We're not going with that. It's capital D at the...
Big Game Drake.
Oh, okay. What was the best part of the game last night for him? Because I think there's a lot of, one thing that I think is underrated big, he throws a deep ball that literally hits Kayshon Booty in the chest as he's being tackled to the ground. So no matter what, Drake May should be jogging down to wherever that was, the 10-yard line, just inside the 10-yard line. Because he's like, well, he's going to catch it because I hit him in the chest. And even if he doesn't catch it, obviously it was pass interference. So I'm just going to jog. Wait, what? He didn't catch it and you didn't throw a flag? Like, bad teams, young quarterbacks, bad quarterbacks could lose their composure there, right? Could get distracted, could allow that to be a snowball of negativity.
The I can't believe they caught. How could you guys? It could fluster a lesser person.
Like me. I feel like I would have been distracted by that situation. I would have been really upset, yelling at, I don't know who I'd be yelling at, Kayshon Booty, mad at him, mad at the ref, mad at everybody. He just like goes back to the huddle and you see him doing the thing. He's like, first of all, don't know who you are. What position do you play and why are you in my huddle? I've never seen you before. Second of all, play call from Josh McDaniels. Let's go to the line, run the next play. And they go right down the field and score. Like, that's a veteran move. That's a leader move. That's a, you know, you talk about the throws as an MVP move. Mm-hmm. Just moving on from that play, in my mind, is an MVP type move.
Also, being able to sort of like take the hand that the refs dealt you, which was maybe in his mind comical. I mean, my whole thing on it was like, maybe it's possible for a defender to commit so much pass interference that the ref just says, actually, you went 360 on. Like, there's so much pass interference, I don't know which one to call, so I'm just going to let you guys play this one out. And then the fact that the ref said, oh, why wasn't there a penalty? Well, Kayshon Booty didn't get a catch because he didn't survive the ground. Yeah, no, but how about the fact where he was wearing a Marlon Humphrey suit as he went to the ground? Does that count as pass interference? And they didn't call it? He laughs it off. Like, where does he get the experience? Where does he get the calm that allows him to just go like, that's no big deal. We'll just run it back and we'll get it done.
It's where I think sometimes we want him to be a little bit more energetic, like Steph Diggs just said. Maybe celebrate more. I loved the flying celebration after the touchdown pass with his fingers out to Hunter Henry. I loved it. the resemblance to the pass from Dwayne Wade back to LeBron James and that famous dunk is uncanny. It's awesome. It's got a little Larry Bird mixed in, too, like a walk-off type moment. But he doesn't do that often. I'm trying to think. The celebrations we've seen this year, we got that one last night. We have the Cam Newton one, right, the Superman. Mm-hmm. And then we have the point to the sideline Josh McDaniels one. He's like, other than that, he's pretty reserved and, you know, kind of goes back to his norm, which was not as much energy, something Vrabel's tried to coach out of him. But I just think sometimes that even keel that maybe we would like to be a little bit more energetic is part of why he's great. I don't think he gets too down. Like, if he fumbles, I think he believes on the next play he's going to throw a 35-yard touchdown pass to Kyle Williams, right? Like, that's his that gunslinger mentality.
And people are just going to have to adjust to that. Like, at this point, New England and Pats Nation at large seem so enamored of Drake May that I think people are now past the whole idea that he isn't prone to the fist pumping and the histrionics and the drama from Tom Brady. And that's what we loved about Captain LFG, that completely fit Brady perfectly. And Drake is a different bird altogether. And I think given the results of a game like last night, everybody is F-I-N-E fine with it.
And I think we're just developing into, and we've done this along the way with his physical skills, right? Oh, he's not the next Josh Allen because he's different. He's not as big. He plays it differently. He's not the next Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert. He's just the current Drake May. I think we have to do that with his personality, right? Like, we even were critical, and I'll say this. We were critical of sometimes his body language at the podium, right? Sometimes the way he sort of holds himself up and looks down and heads sideways, and people were nope, now we've just accepted that's Drake May. That's what he does at the podium. That's how it's sort of like Bill Belichick. When guys are great and they are consistent, you just accept it. That's who they are. And I feel like we're starting to do that with Drake May as we close out his sophomore season. Just accept what he is. He is going to be even-keeled. He is going to be deferential, and it's not fraudulent. When he makes the jokes about MVP, well, I think they were talking about Travion Henderson tonight, or I think they were talking about Hunter Henry tonight, or whatever. Every time people bring up MVP chance, he finds a way to deflect it. Aren't we just starting to settle in like, that's Drake May? It's not phony. It's genuine.
But what's funny about it is that, like, all the Southern charm, all the raised right, all of the sort of deferential, no, you first type of stuff, that's just who he is. This is just the way he was raised. That's the way that he was made and programmed. And so much of it seems so anti-New England that I almost wonder if Drake May isn't making us better people and better fans one courteous comeback at a time.
So speaking of Drake May, we're expecting to speak with him in the next hour or so. We'll also talk to Marcus Jones, 3:30, about his role in this game. I thought it was really interesting that the Ravens made it clear they didn't want to punt to him, which isn't strange, but they were just trying to boom the ball in the sky, and it led to some short punts where he's just waving it off, calling poison, basically. And that respect factor that you have with Marcus Jones and people kicking away from him, and that little aspect of the cat and mouse game on special teams, that's part of the Patriots story this season. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls about your New England Patriots, a team that I think everybody now needs to accept is in the Super Bowl contender conversation. They may not be an all-time great team, but if you're talking about the Jags or the Texans or the Bills or any other team, including the Broncos in the AFC, you have to acknowledge that the Patriots have just as good a chance as any of those teams. 617-779-7937. Your phone calls and breaking down this big win next here on WEEIF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Afternoons.
The New England Patriots are the luckiest team I have ever seen. They finally play a competent team in the Baltimore Ravens. And what happens? Lamar Jackson goes down with an injury. And then they just have to play Tyler Huntley for the second half. I swear on everything, the Patriots are going to go this entire season without beating a single good team.
Quick question, Andy. Is that Adam Sandler?
No, but it did have a little Sandler-like sound to it. It's just a whack job Ravens fan on social media. Yes, Dan Ball?
They said on the broadcast, quote, Tyler Huntley can do everything that Lamar Jackson can do.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the funniest lies I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, you could argue Lamar is one of the more unique quarterbacks that's ever played the game.
I'm not sure there's anybody that's ever put pads on that can do what Lamar does,
his
let alone
speed,
your own backup quarterback.
His size, his evolving throwing ability, like he's a very unique player to the
he
point
made a couple
where.
Nice throws last night, you're right.
I actually thought he was playing pretty damn well. He was kind of picking the Patriots apart. We're not going to get to the negatives just yet. We're pushing that up to the 4 o'clock hour because, yes, we're going to talk about Gonzo and run defense and all of those things. But that's the perception of some people right there, like the Ravens fan. Oh, you're going to make it this whole season by not beating anybody. Although I still go back to you beat the Bills in Buffalo. That still feels like a quality win. And
yeah, it was. Why would anyone discount that win?
And as a Ravens fan, I don't know why you want to crap all over your team, because if I'm being honest, your team hasn't beaten anybody all year. I went through it on Friday. Every time they've played a good team or a quote-unquote decent team this year, the Ravens have lost, and they're supposed to be a really good team. So you couldn't beat the Bills, Patriots did. Yes, Dan Ball.
I get the sense that Ravens fans are about all set with this iteration of Baltimore Ravens football.
Okay, that's a different question for a different day, but I agree with you. I think you're going to start to hear questions about Lamar Jackson, this injury season as he ages. Can he keep playing the way he plays? And if he doesn't play the way he plays, is he really that good? Does he have to be the dynamic weapon running the ball to be good enough as a passer and all of that? I think that's a question. And I also think their head coach is going to come into question. The long run he's had, I think he's so overrated. I think he's been exposed by the Patriots so many times as sort of a bumbling boob on the sideline. And I thought yesterday was another example, whether it's not playing Derrick Henry and then saying, when you're asked about it, basically, well, you know, that was the rotation of the game, and that's how blah, blah. Like, what? He's your best player, and he just ran it down their throat, and then you decide you're going to put the backup in? And I know the telecast was telling me, Fitzy, they want to get that guy more touches. And I'm sorry. Derrick Henry was killing the New England Patriots. And I believe if Derrick Henry's in that game and Derrick Henry continues to get the ball, we might be having a very different conversation today. So we should probably send a Christmas card and a thank you to John Harbaugh for being a bit of a boob.
Or if we were going to do our three stars of the game, like, you know, Drake May and Kyle Williams and Ravens coach John Harbaugh.
Yeah. And he is, he's a little bit of that. I mean, he's won it, but not a winner, so to speak. He's a little bit in that Tomlin mode where, like, you bring stability. You're a good franchise. You've done it with multiple quarterbacks, all of that.
I'd take, if you pushed him across the table to me and you said either or, pick one, I'd take Tomlin in a heartbeat.
That's a good question. Which would I take? I think I would take Tomlin. I think you're right. But I also think
another winning season confirmed, Andy.
Yeah, great. When's he going to win a playoff game? What's it been? 10 years, 15 years, 100 years?
It's been
I don't think
years.
I was born or whatever. So they're in that situation. Same with quarterbacks where you could do worse. You could do better. Are you really going to move on? I don't think so. But I do think what you just said is accurate, that John Harbaugh contributed to the Patriots winning that game last night. You know who else contributed? And I don't feel like is getting enough attention.
Who that?
Ramondre Stevenson. He had a really nice football game. 8 rushes for 51 yards. That's 6.4 yards per carry, including that 21-yard touchdown, which I did wonder if he should have gone down, but he didn't, and it all worked out. He also caught 2 passes for 27 yards, and you needed him because Travion Henderson got hurt, and he leaves the game. Now, there was a weird stretch there where Josh McDaniels didn't run the football. They went like mid-third quarter to later in the fourth quarter without basically running the football. I don't know what that was all about, and it wasn't just because I had the over on Ramondre Stevenson's rushing yards that I was calling for it. I thought both teams should have run the ball more. And
yeah,
overthought
it. Might have been a Travion thing, though. Like, they may have had so much called for him. Not to say that you can't try to replicate a good portion of, if not the majority of, what you have planned for Travion with Ramondre, but it may have just thrown the game plan off, or maybe they saw something with the way Baltimore was covering the Patriots that gave them some openings to work the short to intermediate game. Like, I mean, Drake ultimately was, let me see off the top of my head, 31 of 44 for 380 and 2 tutties and a pick, correct? So obviously things were working for him. They just didn't have any momentum. Now, also, Andy, we do have to take into account the offensive line injuries and fluctuation.
Yeah.
Because you got guys getting dinged up all across the line. You and I were saying last night on the postgame show, and I did say last night, I think you agreed with me, that was the freshest Ramondre has looked in a while.
Yeah, he looked good.
He had the most burst. He had the most giddy up I've seen in him in a couple of weeks, bare minimum. But also the fact that you have Munford and Sons coming in over at right tackle for old man Moses, that Morgan Moses was dinged up. Did Vidarian Lowe go out for a portion of last? Like, I feel like at least one other offensive lineman had to take a quick spell. Like that, like they were just shuffling guys in and out all over the place. Maybe they just felt most comfortable trying to work the short to intermediate game.
I don't know. Drake May was getting hit an awful lot, more than I would prefer. I bet you he's a little bit sore today from some of the hits he took in that game. And just generally speaking, historically, cliche-wise, most offensive lines say they'd rather fire out than pass block. So if you're going to put a big guy in there like Munford, who has been their extra blocker, he actually killed somebody early, motioning out of that sixth offensive lineman role. He killed a small guy off
All
the
right,
edge.
Everyone at home, raise your hand. I know we won't be able to see you, but we'll go honor system. Raise your hand if you had heard of Thayer Munford before last night.
And it's weird. Marcus Bryant was inactive. It's like Munford has now moved into a slightly higher role on the depth chart, and he was in there at right tackle. And then if you hear what Vrabel said to Morgan Moses coming off the field and in thanking him, I don't think Morgan Moses really wanted to go back out there. It was like we kind of need you out there. I know you're banged up and this is not probably ideal for you or anybody or your leg or whatever. But I think that was like, break glass in case of emergency. I need you back out there. So he's one guy, Ramondre Stevenson, certainly the depth guys, Munford and others that stepped up. Kyle Williams. How come we're not talking more about Kyle Williams? We like to bitch about receivers that don't contribute. We like to bitch about guys that fail to develop, fail to be plug and play. You got a wide receiver who caught 2 balls for 46 yards, including a 37-yard touchdown, which was not just a simple catch and run touchdown like the one he had earlier in the year. This was a big boy catch on the edge of the end zone. We need to give some praise to the rookie wide receiver. We don't often do that over the years, so we might as well take this opportunity, Fitzy.
Yeah, he is, first of all, he is not a bust by any stretch of the imagination like so many wide receivers of recent Patriots past. The last two decades plus have been checkered with your Jalen Polks and your Taylor Prices and your Chad Jacksons and your N'Keal Harrys and your Tyquan Thorntons. And now finally they seem to hit on a couple of guys. Kayshon Boutte is turning into something, and Kyle Williams is a legitimate deep threat. I know he only has 7 receptions on the season, and people would love to see him used with greater frequency. But the fact that of those 7 receptions, 3 of them are touchdowns, that's a pretty high and reasonably efficient conversion rate, wouldn't you say, that guy?
Absolutely, and he was one of like 6 guys that caught 2 or fewer passes, but Drake May, spreading the ball around. We continue to talk about that. Even in a game where it was a little top-heavy with Diggs and Hollins, you get 6 catches for Henry, 2 for Williams, 2 for Hooper, 2 for Stevenson. Boutte had a catch. Henderson had a catch. Douglas had a catch. Drake May spreads the love on this offense. 617-779-7937. What was the most impressive part of that victory last night over Snoop Huntley and the Baltimore Ravens with Derrick Henry standing on the sideline? Okay, we can acknowledge it. It was still a good victory. It was still a fun game, and it still puts the Patriots in position to go on a potential nice run here to the number one seed and deep into the postseason. 617-779-7937. Up next, Dan Ball wants to talk a little baseball. Red Sox made a trade, I think, just before we got into football mode last night. They added a first baseman, a power hitter. Championship. Dan Ball's 3-point stance up next here on WEEI.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.